So did you have to consult with them about the sculptures as well? Or was
we would have told them about it. And I don't think there would... I mean, if a sculpture was planned right in the middle of a particular butterfly site or something, we'd have listened, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't remember any adverse problems from those people.
Mm.
Health and safety, yes, but not those.
So health and safety was a big issue even then?
Really? It was ridiculous.
It's even worse now.
What, do you remember... Do you remember... did you ever see a picture of this?
Bruce's without this. Yes, in fact, it's in here. One
oh, right. The original.
Yeah, without the sides on it.
Without the sides.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was probably the worst health and safety problem at the beginning.
Yes, it's that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was lovely like that.
I think it's beautiful. I know Bruce was very disappointed.
Yes.
He had to change
there
it.
There was just nothing we could do.
No.
We had an even more remarkable business when in the short time that they were putting three or more sculptures in at Exeter Forest. One chap, who was quite well known, wanted to build a tower right up through the trees. And we all thought that was a marvellous idea. And... So the public could climb up and be amongst the birds.
Yeah.
And so off he went, and he began to build it in scaffolding. Did you ever hear this?
I think it's mentioned briefly in the book.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure. I'm sure it says something in there. Possibly in Rupert's section. I'm sure that I read something about it.
He got halfway up and our civil engineer came to have a look. Stopped the work there and then. But that was just common sense. This guy knew nothing about building with scaffolding.
Yeah.
So he was made to employ a proper scaffolder.
Yeah.
And then things were all right. So that wasn't daft. But
no.
But this was, because it was soft material all the way around.
Mm.